Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A big drop in lung cancer deaths contributed largely to the decline, a 2.2% drop between 2016 and 17.
Even a 1%, 2%, 3% decrease in mortality, we're talking significant numbers of people. Thousands of people will be have been saved by this decrease in mortality.
Dr. Keith Nonheim is a slew care thoracic surgeon at SSM Health St. Louis University Hospital. He says there are several reasons for the decline in lung cancer deaths, including a decrease in smoking.
85% of lung cancer comes from smoking. And we have successfully decreased the incidence of smoking in the United States. Back in the 60s, 2 out of every 3 adults smoked. Now it's down to 1 out of 7, 14%. So the decrease in smoking led to a decrease in the incidence of cancer and therefore fewer people dying.
Dr. Nonheim says an increase in early screening also helped.
There was a thing called the National Lung Cancer Screening Trial, which demonstrated that you can decrease the mortality from lung cancer by 20% if you do annual screenings in patients, high-risk patients who are smokers. That was confirmed in an English study, in a European study, and they had a 27% decrease. So the early detection can lead to a higher incidence of curable cancers and therefore a lower mortality.
The third factor for the drop, improvements in therapy, both medical and surgical.
In the medical area, in the chemotherapy and immunotherapy area, we have developed new tools, specific antibodies and medications that will actually interrupt the biologic process by which cancers kill people. Some of them actually interrupt some of the chemical processes that lead to cell death. Others are actually antibodies which recruit your own body's immune cells, the T cells, the killer cells, to help fight cancer.
As for the surgical advances,
we've had an increased use of keyhole surgery or video surgery. That's the kind of surgery that's done through the tiny incisions. Robotic surgery is another addition to that, is one variant of that. And that has allowed us to operate on patients through small incisions that in the past would likely not have been operative candidates. In the old days when we use a big incision and spread the ribs and cut all the muscles, that is a very debilitating operation. Now, through the smaller incisions, we can take people in their 70s, 80s, people who are fragile and get out the cancer without having to make a big incision and get them through and get them cured.
Dr. Nonheim says all cancer doctors are thrilled by this latest finding and the implications.
It proves that we are making serious headway, not just with our medical therapy, but also with behavior modification, with impressing upon the population that their own behavior can limit their risk of getting cancer.
The next big cancer behavioral battle, he says, is lowering the obesity rate, since obesity has been linked to so many different types of cancer. Fred Bottomer, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.